Well, welcome to the lighter side of the dark side. It's your Thursday night freak show, the Dark Mark Show. We got a full studio that's going to get a little fuller. And boy, you got to look at what I'm looking at. First off, right next to me, she's back, my co-host.
Yay!
Josie, woo! You know what to say. Say hello to Dark Minions out there.
Hello, Dark Minions.
Across from us, we got some friends, some I've met before, some I haven't, some I didn't think I met before, but I have. Of course, right across from me in a lovely bikini, as she always should be. We love her, Miss Poisonous, Angela
Hello
Benson.
Again, everybody.
And next to Miss Poisonous, somebody apparently has been a friend of Josie's for a lot of years, which explains why she's never introduced me to her. You didn't introduce me to Miss Poisonous for a long time.
And I'm smart.
Yeah,
right?
So many cute friends, and I never seem to meet them. Not only is she cute, she is the, I said that she's a set designer, but that's not right. You are a shopper, a set.
I'm a set decorating buyer.
Set decorating buyer.
I'm a professional shopper, basically.
You're a professional shopper. What a job.
A woman's brain job.
A set decorating shopper for an Emmy Award nominated set decorating shopper. I can imagine that competition. Set decorating shopper for the show True Blood. She's also got an interesting filmography that I've looked at. A lot of interesting, everything from Skinamax to Kathy Lee, Lacey Edwards. I apologize.
That's right. We're going to get it right, though.
L-E-C-E is Lacey.
Right. There's an accent. Goo.
Okay. Well, we're going to figure that out.
Parents.
And Lacey, you got to, because I forgot the name, you got to introduce me to your boo, who I know.
This is my boyfriend, Josh. Josh Berry's and Man Ray. Most awesome new band.
Well, thank you.
Well, I've known this guy I've seen this guy forever. I mean, you're a bouncer.
I've been around.
You've been around the scene.
That's
Bunker, other places.
All up and down the street.
Me out of a bar once?
He's probably carried all of us out of a bar once. Now, we got a great show. And all Orpheus.
Is that how you guys met?
No.
We'll talk about it. Orpheus Black is on his way. So let me get the sponsors out real quick. We've got audible.com, of course. As our sponsor.
Yeah.
And speaking of True Blood, they've got all the Sookie Stackhouse books on audiobook. All of them. Dead as a Doornail, Definitely Dead, Dead in the Family, Altogether Dead, Dead Until Dark. Just go ahead, pop them in your car, listen to the stories. There's a lot of stuff that you won't see on HBO that you will get in the audiobooks. And they don't just have audiobooks. They have comedy CDs.
Anything I'd like? Other than
Sookie Stackhouse. Well, actually, interesting enough, if you type in cats, you get...
my photo. Wow.
No,
how'd that happen?
No, you don't. But you do get the book. Let's see. This is all Kate.
Oh,
but,
holy moly. Yeah. Lots of panties.
Oh, here you go. Picking Up an Extra Cock for Cats.
Yes.
Shared double-steam sex erotica story.
But fun for everyone.
But if you like Stephen King, if you just want to listen to a good story, go to darkmarkshow.com. You get a free audiobook, and you get a free 30-day trial at audible.com. Even if you cancel the next day, you still get the audiobook. It's still on your phone, still on your iPad. I'm trying to give away books, audiobooks, audio
read,
CDs.
Or
almost like
right?
You don't have time to read. If you don't like to read, listen to the books. Go to darkmarkshow.com and click on the Audible link right next to my smiling face, and you can get a free book. Also, DammitTees.com is still sponsoring us, I think. And they've got great t-shirts. They've got Frankenhooker shirts. They've got Misfits shirts, but it doesn't say Misfits. It's got Boba Fett with a devil lock says Misfits.
Oh, nice.
Order that. Go to DammitTees.com. Say you heard it on the Dark Mark Show. You get 10% off.
10%?
10% off any purchase. And everybody has commented how great my tie is, except for Josie Cat. I think I know why.
That's, I like
awesome.
It.
It's so sparkly.
Right?
Whoa. I saw Josie half an hour ago. She just noticed my tie. I think I know why, because you're not the only Josie in my life. You know who made this tie?
This.
Josie Bunny.
I know Josie Bunny.
Yes, you know Josie Bunny.
She's a burlesque girl.
She's the campy cottontail with curves, curls, and baby blues. And ooh, she makes these ties. They're embroidered, handmade. Every tie's handmade. And
wow.
She, and
I love that they're handmade.
I'm going to, yeah, and you could tell.
It's beautiful. It's a very well done tie.
And it looks great on camera. It looks even better in person. I'm going to Kendra's party afterwards, so this is going to be the hit of the party. But go to Etsy.com shop.
Your tie, not her.
Right?
I like to overshadow my host. Go to Etsy.com/shop/bunnybasket, B-U-N-N-I-E, basket, or go to Facebook, Josie Bunny, J-O-S-I-E, B-U-N-N-I-E, and find out how to get that. Anyway, so it's time for the Hollywood Reports, and here's the music.
Jesse, girl, you look so hot.
Arlen Helm. Remember Arlen?
Oh, God.
I love you guys.
Yeah. So what's been going on in Hollywood, Josie?
Well, I'd like to dedicate this report to everyone's great friend who's recently passed, Drew Bernstein from Lip Service and Kill City. Jeffrey Dammit has put together a memorial. It's going to be at the Dragonfly next Friday, so check that out.
Awesome.
Really sad this happened, and I was on my way to work on Monday, and I work off Coldwater Canyon, and I was stuck behind a ton of police, red tape.
I didn't realize it at the time.
I thought a car went off the cliff, and then I found out a few days ago with the news report that those two were the same situation.
Seems to hit you harder, too, because know that you've seen it.
Yes, it was. I can't get the image out of my head. But he was really loved here in town. I thought he was great. He always kicked me down tons of stuff every time I went to the warehouse. And I wasn't in a famous band. So I thought that was pretty cool, you know? Yeah. So yeah, anyway.
He went to my high school, but he was a few years older than me. And they used to put a step up in the school, like in our art class. Basically, like, we looked up to him. Oh, he's making something of himself. So it was, like, a really big deal. And then it was working out of his, you know, parents' garage. But then when he got the store, it was like, oh, that's so cool. Yeah, he really made it. And so you shop there and, you know, stuff's getting forward. But you're like, it was rad, you know, just, like, to see that progression. So, you know.
And Ms. Poisonous is no stranger to the Lip Service store.
I was just there 3 or 4 days ago. And spent a bunch of money and was in there at the Lip Service outlet store.
Right.
Yeah. And then a few days later, I seen the news and it was just like, it was heartbreaking. It really was.
The crushing blow. Our condolences to the family and everything. And,
yes.
You know, he does leave a legacy behind. And
he made us mark.
Amazing clothes. He all made us look better.
That's true. Yeah. Very true.
Well.
Very resting true. Yeah. Much respect.
Which is amazing to do in my case because I look so great. But... But anyway, Josie, and happier news.
And also this weekend, come out to Whiskey Blue. My band Carrera is playing, and we're having a little party for our friend Jessica, who's been on the show.
Yes, she was on the show. Did you see the
Elizabeth
show that she was
will
on?
Be singing.
Because we all booty popped over there.
I saw that.
Yeah, Kitty Cadillac, our friend, was there.
That's his friend. Old friends.
Everybody's. Yeah, so we all learned how
Kitty's
to booty
awesome.
Pop.
Everybody's friend.
From Sister. Right. Yeah.
Wait.
Well, she's my friend now. That's another one of Josie's friends that she's known for quite some time. That's very beautiful.
Her
I tried to keep
her
hidden.
Yeah, she. Well, yeah, anyway, so. And I seem to meet these friends when they have boyfriends, so that's kind of what happens. But Lacey, except for Ms. Poison, I think I met you. You were going on to somebody, and then anyway, I love the glasses. See, now she's got the glasses. That's my
The glasses are cute.
Women with glasses is my weakness because I figure their vision's impaired, so I have a shot. But
now I can see what's going on. Yes, I see what you're up to.
Apparently
Mark.
Not. So anyway, I want to start with Lacey Edwards because I've been doing extensive research. On the
he
both
does
of you
a
all
lot
week.
Of research.
I do a lot of research.
True
I do
a lot
of
women.
Research on both
a
of you.
A lot. Hours. Late hours.
Now, please tell us now, you know, I'm assuming, because I was telling you in the lobby that my father, he's an antique dealer. He's been a collectible dealer for his whole life. Is that where you started out? Or
no, I actually, I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do. I was a photo retoucher for a while, and then
Thanks, Angela. Yeah, a little closer, yeah. You're a retoucher?
I was a photo retoucher.
Okay.
For a few years, but then I didn't really like that.
Well, no wonder you met Josie. You had to retouch a lot of those.
She's
a
any retouching. She's gorgeous. Always. But yeah, so I just started kind of collecting, and I went to Europe, tried to figure it out, and...
But not a hoarder, collecting, you know...
No, I just... For myself. Yeah, for myself.
She's got a bunch of crap in her house, but...
There's a big difference. But yeah, and so I started getting into the movie industry. And so I started with that.
How did you get into it?
Well, my uncle is a key grip which is also like for film and television. Right. And so I was just like, well, when I came back from Europe, I needed a job. So I didn't want to do anything traditional, but something with artistic.
Right.
So I just kind of fell into that, and I loved it.
Well, you have a rockabilly artistic flair about you, which we love.
Thank you.
I love her style.
I can, of course. Look at that. The bangs. I'm just. You got to grow some bangs because this is not even.
That's complimentary.
That's true.
Right.
Mine are always
the best
here.
Right.
I always have terrible bangs.
But you have an interesting filmography in that you have like two filmographies. There's a lot of. From I'm looking at this. The first thing the first thing that's coming up, I'm looking here, in 1994 through 1990, there's a lot of softcore erotic thrillers.
Yes. But I was the boss. I was a production designer. So,
oh, really? You know, okay. So
I can hang with that for a little bit.
So, well, it's interesting because there's a lot of these that I have actually. Sexual Predator with Richard Grieco and Angie Everhart. I did see that one.
It's like I own that on VHS.
Right. Okay. Animal Instinct, like 17 or something.
There's 2 and 3 that you said you worked at. And Seduce Me, Secret Games 3, Object
that was
of Obsession. And then, the Pamela Principle 2, which I don't even get, but I think I've jerked off to it. So how did you get into the erotic industry, and what did you do there?
Well, I was a production designer, which basically is I built all the sets and designed all the sets. And
oh, okay. So you really were a set designer for that?
No, set designer...
Okay.
Set designer. It's kind of a common mistake. People always seem to mix up for some reason.
Like Jill, when she said you were a set designer, come on. Go ahead. Oh.
I didn't say that.
Anyway,
she's
go
got it. they do the blueprints, basically, in all the layout, basically. So they do all the renderings.
Can somebody get Orpheus, please? Orpheus is downstairs, please. He won't. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt the conversation with our other guests. So the set designer does what?
So he basically draws. So he draws the concept. So the production designer will give him a concept and sort of trying to relay that to the director or the agency or whoever it is at that point. Writers.
Like a storyboard, kind of.
Not really. Kind of. I mean, it's a drawing, yes, right. But it's like a big, huge piece of paper, and then they also do blueprints,
right?
And they do all the sets. Like if you're building real walls and sets, right, somebody has to know the measurements. So basically, that's our little cheat sheet.
So because it's been a while since I've seen Sexual Predator, so like the couch that Angie Everhart and Richard Grieco fucked on,
yes,
like you might have found that couch.
I did, yes.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. That puts it all in perspective, right?
How did I remember that they fucked on a couch? I'm a big Angie Everhart fan. Anyway, so. But
a lot of moleskin.
But it's weird.
Way too much. Don't ever need to see moleskin.
Oh, so you were on set for that?
Oh, unfortunately. Yes, it was with Gregory Dark of the Dark Brothers.
I know Gregory Dark. Yes. I went to a party's house. Nice guy.
Yes, he was a big fan of mine for some reason. He always wanted me near him, next to the monitor. He would tell me all these stories.
Maybe he was trying to groom you to be a softcore
I don't
director.
Know. I don't know. He just thought I was funny, and I don't know. He just kept keeping me around. We did a lot of films together.
Wait,
as you can see.
I've got an idea.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, right.
Sexual Predator 2, starring Dark Mark, Josie Cat, and Ms.
No!
Pointer. What do you think?
Well, it happens to be like,
bad
27.
Idea.
There's been a lot. I don't know.
Sexual Predator, there hasn't been Sexual Predator 2 with me and these two. Well,
but the question is, who would be the predator?
That would be me, of course, because these two are fighting over me.
Depending on the time.
You obviously don't know us very well.
It's something that I've had in my head. But in the midst of all this Skinamax and softcore.
When I wanted to get out of it and change my name from Patio Furniture back to Lacey Edwards, yes.
You were the art department coordinator. Now, what is that?
That was a job that I didn't love.
For Kathy Lee Home for Christmas.
Yes. Well,
is she a nightmare?
That's
no,
Kathy Lee Gifford.
She's actually amazing.
Really?
Drunk as a skunk.
Oh, now she gets paid to get drunk.
With Huda. Is she really
her husband.
Drunk?
Oh, my God.
I know that.
9 o'clock
she
in the morning
it.
In their little mug. We'd have to pour, like, whiskey in both of their mugs. Oh,
and
my
this
God.
Is when the and this is when the kids were, like, little, huh?
Where do I fill out an application?
Teeny. Yeah, so we did a lot of Christmases. At her personal house for Christmas. We had Thanksgiving at her home.
So I did see Sexual Predator. I did not see Kathy Lee Home for Christmas. So you actually went
amazing.
To her house.
Both of her houses. We went in Colorado and also in Delaware.
So you were the art department coordinator. So what did you do?
Well, that's not really what I did. I kind of did everything on that job.
Right.
So I also decorated. I did all the trees. I did all the garland.
Oh, okay.
They just had to make up a
Do you decorate a lot at your own home for Christmas?
Is it I love Christmas.
A winter wonderland?
If I have the time. I'm usually crazy busy right around then. But yes, I have to have some Christmas.
Well, if you can decorate Kathy Lee's house for Christmas, you can decorate anybody's house for Christmas.
Like saying she's picky.
I'm going to check your message because apparently he's not downstairs. But and wasn't she born Jewish? That's the weird thing. Anyway, and also
no, just only by injection.
What? Oh, what? Wow.
And also I was talking. He said he can't get into the elevator. I don't know what's going on. Okay. Josie, can you kind of take charge?
I better take care of
our hero.
Thank you. So let me. I'm sorry we keep getting interrupted. I'm sorry. I apologize to both of you too. Anyway,
our fans,
our two fans in the booth. It's okay. But I was talking to Ms. Poisonous, and we were both impressed that you had also done some work on the movie Fat Beach.
Yeah,
that's right.
PHAT Beach.
That's right.
We both remember that movie and how bad it was. Plus, also Blood Fist 5 with Don the Dragon Wilson. I think it was. That was Don the Dragon Wilson. Anyway, Fat Beach. Now, what did you do on Fat Beach?
I was a decorator.
Okay, so what did you decorate? You're at the beach, what did you decorate?
Well, you know, they weren't only at the beach all the time.
It's been a while since I've seen the movie.
You know, they're in the hood, they had some houses. And
oh, so you decorate some hood stuff.
Open. You know, there's a lot of action happening.
Okay. So are you up for the Emmy Award this year? Is that what's happening?
For True Blood, I guess we are. For awesome. Outstanding art direction and set decoration.
Okay, congratulations.
So this is like... Yay. This is like the award where like 10 people come up because there's so many people involved.
You know, there's a production designer, who is so amazingly talented. She is Suzuki Ingerslav, and she is unbelievable. She did 6 Feet Under.
Right.
She works with Alan Ball. Alan Ball created our show, of course.
Right.
And then we have, she's a production designer, and then we have Kat Smith, who's the art director.
Right.
And then my boss, who is the set decorator, which is Ron Franco. So I work under him, and then we have a second shopper. So it's kind of really a team effort. And then we have all the boys that help us and all the painters. We have really, really talented crew. Like,
so how does one get to become a shopper for a big TV show or movie?
Well, I was a decorator for... Right. I've been in this business for
Angela needs a
few
new
years.
Job, basically.
So... So I was a decorator forever, but in my union, I can only be a decorator on commercials. If I want to go into film or television, I have to be a shopper.
Okay.
So I can't hold two cards. But I can do both jobs.
Okay.
I just kind of bounce back and forth. So I just kind of took that because it was my favorite show, and I was winning the job lottery. Like, I was super stoked to get this job, and I've been out for 5 years.
You earned it. That was amazing.
Yeah. We've been nominated for 4 Emmys for Outstanding Art Direction, but they've had countless Emmys they've been nominated and won on. So we're like the number 2 show on HBO, huge fan base.
Do you? Oh, there he is.
All right.
Orpheus, how are you?
Nice being alive, you, man.
Dude, we had to do the show. Orpheus, we were just talking about True Blood. Why don't you, can you switch with Orpheus so he can be on camera?
Absolutely.
Thanks.
By the way,
how did you two meet? How did you meet that stuff muffin that you're with now? Huh?
Well, actually, it was kind of a
happy
and sad
club?
Story, I suppose. We met at a memorial for our friend Michael Biederbeck. And we just happened to be there. It was a rough day.
Right.
And we were just hanging out with a couple of our friends. His bandmate, he's a Man Ray, and Jody Hill is his friend. So I was kind of like hanging out with them. And I don't know, there was a spurt.
Because Dice Clay used to have a bit about meeting a chick at a funeral. Like, you go to a funeral, like, hey,
Well, I wasn't
really... Hey, what's
going on? I wasn't really attracted to him at first, though. He had dreadlocks and a beard, and I wasn't really... I'm like, dude, I'm not into that. So, I don't know, now he has a whole new look, right? I'm just saying.
He's like, I'll fix that.
Sort of dreadlocks?
No, she sort of wasn't into it.
I know, he's really dreamy now.
Exactly.
he's
got short hair and a beard like myself. Anyway, so Angela, it's funny, so we saw you at the Bar Sinister 16th anniversary. And we had a lot of fun. I know you saw the pictures, Orpheus. I got you a Perrier if you want. A little.
Oh, that's me too.
The fancy pants water.
Yeah, everybody's got Perrier today.
I love Perrier.
So we got that's the orange lemon. So
are we sponsored by Perrier?
Not yet, but I want to.
I want to get this shit on camera.
Drink all you want. So it's interesting because you posted on Facebook how you were so, because they had the band The Dreaming, and the lead singer is the lead singer from Stabbing Westward, right?
Christopher Hall,
right.
Yeah.
And you posted on Facebook
look at her,
that.
She's all,
I know.
Well, here's the thing. She posted on Facebook that it was so good of him to let you buy him a drink.
Yeah.
What a guy.
Drunk Angela that night.
Well, you know, I don't know if you're aware of this. I would let you buy me a drink. That's a.
She knows your tricks, though.
Now she does, yeah.
She's speechless. I've never seen Angela speechless.
Well, here's the other thing now. Now, here's the other thing now. You posted that you're kind of in the mood for a new lover. Is that correct?
I don't even have a lover right now. So new is an understatement.
Orpheus is paying attention now.
I'm just saying, I'm all in.
That's what she said.
By the way, Josie, Miss Poisonous and Orpheus have never met each other.
No, we haven't.
No, we haven't. I've heard about you for so long now.
But
so
you've never met Orpheus, although I know all the three of you have been in the clubs.
Yeah, I'm sure we've been in the same place at the same time.
Definitely.
Just never networked.
Well, you've seen that ass on Facebook.
Who hasn't? You know what? I just saw her on Facebook.
Last time when you were supposed to be here,
mm-hmm.
you were very disappointed that she wasn't there. Although
I was disappointed
because I saw the picture that you posted on the
right.
He had to light me on fire.
Yeah, he lit
See,
Josie
worked
on
out,
fire.
Worked out.
Hey, you know the more titties the better.
Lacey, this is
she's
gotta
be there.
He's a pro dom. He is a pro storyteller.
Yeah.
He's a Renaissance man. He does a lot of stuff. He's got a new thing now, and this is I wanted to ask you about this, Orpheus. So,
sure.
And I want to talk about your class because I'm taking your class next week. I got a sub.
I can't wait for you to come out.
What class is it?
Yeah, we'll talk about the class first, and we'll talk about this. Tell us about the class.
All right. So on the 29th and the 30th, we're doing free classes over at the Laird Decide in North Hollywood.
Ooh.
So basically, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to focus on submissives and improving their submission and their service. Okay. And they're also going to do a cooking class with me.
Because you are a gourmet cook.
I like cooking.
I like to say that.
That's my
favorite. Well, you post pictures of
his pictures. Yeah. Don't let him lie to you.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe you're not classified as a gourmet, but you are a good cook.
Yeah, I'm a good cook. And, you know, we're going from prep to presentation, so it's not going to be basically about the cooking as much as it is about prepping, preparing, making sure it looks perfect for your person that you're serving.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then we're going to move straight.
Love.
Right? I like that. And then there's a spanking social after the class. So it's going to be a free spanking social.
I think we're all
going to
be there.
Exactly.
Are you going to be back in town? Are you
going to
be back in town by next week? I come back
Tuesday. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm definitely going to let you in for free.
Well, you're in.
I'll be there.
I thought it was a free class.
I might have two subs or something. I might be doing it like you.
We discussed I'm not a sub. Remember that?
We discussed this with Master Overbound.
Yes.
You're a bottom, but you're not a sub.
Exactly.
Do you know the distinction?
The
no.
Because he said there was a distinction. There's tops. That like she likes to spanky spanky, but
okay,
she's not into the lifestyle.
Let's do it like this. I understand the technical terms. You know what I mean? If you're bottom, you just
offer
yourself up to be used in a way, you know, get your little masochistic desires out. But you know, usually I only have room for a specific thing. You know, I have this cookie cutter mold. I like to be in charge. I like to have, you know, dominance. I like to do the whole nine yards. If a person only wants it a la carte, like I'm only taking this, you can take that shit somewhere else.
So is that the way you are? Is that the way you would define yourself?
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? I'm all about it. You know what I mean? Because I'm going to be all in. She should be all in.
Yes. Okay.
That's how I feel about it. You know what I mean? So if you're going
to...
If you're gonna,
I can see that.
Be back here working my ass off with the floggers and doing all this. Best bet you can go get me a fucking soda out of the fridge.
Right. I respect that.
Right. I see. I see you guys experimenting in the bathroom, Lacey.
There you go.
Yeah, that's a.
Hey, but on the 30th, we're working with Doms. So that's what we're going to do, all slave training, all relationships, because a lot of people don't talk about that. A lot of people want to do the skills and throw the floggers, but they can't keep a sub longer than a week.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's really about building relationships, building dynamics, and really solidifying it and how to go about building structure, because most people don't know how to do that.
And that's such a big part of it, too, and people don't realize that.
It is. It is, yeah. You know, the mental is, if you have a person's mind, you have their body.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and you got to learn how to get in there. And most people don't have a mouthpiece. They can't talk. They don't know what to do. They don't plan. They have no forethought. And they just call themselves master like it's their first fucking name.
Right. You know? I was going to say that because, the master is silent when it comes to you because there's no master. Orpheus says it all.
Yeah. If you don't see it in me, then I'm not for you.
Right.
You know, I don't have to put master or dom or sir in front of my fucking name. I was always told that that's how they refer to you as, not what you call yourself.
Well, I've heard women refer to you as sir.
Yeah, most of the time, I hope so. That means I'm trying to do a good job, you know?
But you're not sitting there, call me sir!
never.
Well, why is saying, like, choking is a bad thing?
Well, no, choking's not a bad thing. Right? Matter of fact, if you would like to be choked, we can arrange that.
He's choked me out.
No, you've choked her out.
Yes.
You've choked
very
Kat,
gently.
Yes. Kat, yeah.
It was very sensual the way you did it.
It's the one fetish I have.
Yeah.
It's the one fetish I have. I fucking love it.
I think we're going to get some choking in
today.
Ah!
Oh, we're gonna have a whole choking line here.
You have to know what you're doing.
When I was doing breath classes, I was choking. I choked 62 people out to unconsciousness in one class.
How many? 62.
And then you learn how to do it right.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was experimental thing.
Right.
So we had a good, but we have a good time, and I'm hoping that everybody comes out to my class. And again, it's the 29th and the 30th.
At the North Hollywood Lair?
At the North Hollywood Lair.
Which is where I met you the first time.
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be a great time.
So bring the sub, and they're going to learn something. I'm going to learn something.
Or come
and
by yourself.
And where can people find this information?
You can go on FetLife and look up the Erotic Art of Dominance on FetLife, or you can go on Facebook because it's easier to find and look at the Erotic Art of Dominance and Submission. Right. It's both on there. Or hit OrpheusBlack.com, Orpheus Black on Facebook.
Well, I think I might be coming with a bunch of people, and you're welcome to come with
us. If I'm not working, remind me. I'll be
your
date.
I definitely will. I might use another date.
You can be my date.
You can be my date. If he's got option, I'm all in it.
We'll see what happens. Lacey might be coming. Who knows what's going to happen? Lacey is the, now what is the specific title again?
Man, I thought you were
going to
get this.
Hold on, I got MVP. you are the buyer.
You are
the set buyer.
Close.
Buyer on IMDb. You are the shopper.
Almost there.
You're the Emmy nominated.
Right. Okay, better. I feel better now.
Emmy nominated.
Just keep going.
I told her she has to get used to that because that's the way she has to.
Look, I can't take
everyone
the
has
I can't
take
Emmy
the
nominated.
Not master,
buyer.
But Emmy nominated Lacey.
Emmy nominated Lacey.
That's how everyone has to
address her. By the way, not every white woman spells Lacey LE'CE. Not a lot of white women have an apostrophe in their name.
It's.
What other than white women would do it? I mean, what are you trying to say?
Right. You know what I'm trying to say.
Well, it's French, actually, and it means it doesn't mean the light. It means happy.
So it's not two, you're not contracting
my
two separate.
My father's name's the light.
So you're not funny. Contracting two different names. It is actually
Is it your
Lacey.
Real name?
Yes.
I always thought it was a nickname, stage name, Hollywood kind of thing.
I know. And then my middle name's Vondria, so it's like.
Oh, that's
like
badass.
Lacey Vondria.
Sounds like a dominatrix.
Sounds like a dominatrix
to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Lacey Vondria.
I just only have the shoes like it.
So Lacey Vondria. So what is your specific title on True Blood? Because we only got 26 minutes and I'm never going to guess it again.
Set Decorating Buyer.
She's an Emmy-nominated set decorating buyer for True Blood. What a cool job is that?
That's a cool job. You know what? I made an outfit for True Blood, and they took it, and then they returned it.
Damn them. Was it Audrey? Audrey's pretty amazing.
Huh? Did they give you a reason?
I didn't know you were a seamstress, too.
No, I make anything. I make clothes.
The
I make
collars.
What
season was that?
Wow.
What
Haven't
season
was
that?
Did you bring any collars with you?
Okay, we didn't do that one.
Damn. I brought pictures.
Right? We came on at the end of 30.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah,
thanks.
I
just want to
clear my name. I did a vintage wolf and seal skin collar / fur stole. It was all one piece. Everything.
Who was it for?
It was for the
Eric?
Redhead. I don't watch the show.
Oh.
It's for a woman. You know what I mean?
Is it Jessica? No, she wasn't turned yet.
Whoever the redhead is, she was the queen or some shit like that. Because I never watched the show.
Marilyn Manson's ex. What's her name?
Rachel Wood.
They said hot and expensive. That's all So it was straight vintage. It looked old and fucking expensive. And that's what it was. So I sold that shit for an ass load, too.
Well, the problem is that it's HBO, right? So everyone thinks, oh, you have so much money. We still have budgets. And we're paid under scale until season 6, which means we have a cut rate. even though it's a glam job.
And isn't this season 5?
It ended in season 7. Actually, this Sunday is the season finale.
How much sex is going on in that set? That's what I want to know. Because I know if I was on set, it's going down, right?
Well, you missed Lacey's past in Skinemax films. And decorating for Kathy Lee, but we'll move on. How much sex is going on? Because you didn't see Frank and Kathy Lee having sex, did you?
No, they drank together, but that was it. We would wake them up in bed, literally. They were just, but very, very big bed. Far apart. No. But yes, well, Stephen Moyer and Anna Paquin, they met. They were humping. Then they got married. Now they have twins.
Did you say humping?
So now they're married, so now they don't fuck at all. We know that.
Oh, but, no. He's so hot for her, and she's so in love with him. No, they're fucking
okay, they're
humping.
Still... No, you can say whatever you want.
Real, huh?
No, trust me, you can say whatever you want.
Oh, yeah, really.
So, what would we have seen that you've shopped for on True Blood?
Okay, so you know Ginger, right? The screamer, the for Fantasia.
Right.
So, in season 6, they did her house when they busted in. You guys remember that? Okay, yep. So that was all like vampires and the whole thing.
I
did
the whole house.
So, it was really cool. Okay. It was really awesome. So I got to handpick like all the really cool stuff with Vampyra and Bela Lugosi's estate. A friend of mine hooked me up with that.
Oh, wow.
That was the first time that we were able to get them. They've been trying
since. Was that Johnny?
No. And Johnny actually wanted to put some stuff on the show, but we didn't have room.
Oh, no. Inside jokes, Dark Mark show crowd. Anyway, Josie and Lacey are doing the inside jokes.
Johnny Coffin.
Bela Lugosi, that now...
No, it's actually Sandra Nemi, which is actually her niece.
Right,
and so she has the right to the estate, actually.
Okay,
which is the real story.
So you got stuff from their house and put it in True Blood.
She gave us a lot of the like really rare pictures and whatnot.
I don't know what Orpheus is showing.
I can't remember her real name. Married to Marilyn Manson.
Orpheus.
That's Evan Rachel Wood.
That was the outfit I made. No, that's Cybill Hawthorne.
Oh, that's a hot outfit.
Thank you.
Damn, I can't believe they declined that. I'd be all over it.
There you go. That's Orpheus designed that.
I enjoyed it.
And you also have a store in North Hollywood, Lacey.
Yes, I do. Eye Candy Vintage.
Super cute.
Now you tell me. My parents were here a couple weeks ago. I was looking for weird places to take them. Out of the way places.
You didn't tell me.
Well, no, I didn't.
Yes, we're quirky. We have a lot of unusual stuff.
What's the most unusual thing you have?
Let's see. That's unusual. I don't know. We have a really cool gnu, and he smokes a pipe. So he's kind of cute.
Gnu?
Is there anything in the store that you really don't want to part with?
Is it a stuffed gnu? Is that?
Some's gnu, some's canold. I don't know. But I would tap on the table and said no.
Am I in the 1940s variety show? I don't know what's going on here.
Don't you love it?
Oh, he's pulling out his bag of tricks.
So if I go to your store, besides good news, what would I find?
We have everything. I mean, we have a lot of punk rock and kind of rockabilly, kind of horror pop.
Right.
So there's a lot of stuff happening in the store.
Every time I try and do rockabilly, I look like a convict.
You rock a pompadour?
I don't have a pompadour. If I had a pompadour, it would work. You know, I'm just bald. I look like I'm, you know, H54677.
Right. It's a lifestyle. It's not just an outfit, not a costume.
Well, you know what it is, Orpheus, I was going to say. Maybe once in a while, or once ever, you smile in a picture. Because look, you're laughing, you're smiling now. I have never seen you smile in a picture. I posted a picture with you. Josie Cat was climbing over your back. I don't know what the hell she was doing. Almost smiled. You almost smiled in that picture.
You know what? Josie makes me smile every time. We did a selfie
she's
and
got
I couldn't.
That effect.
Yeah. You're cute.
He's like cooking up a bar over here. Like,
no, we're going to have some fireplay going on. But if you guys want to be choked too, that's fine. And Josie, if you want to be choked again.
Who's doing the choking, though?
Sounds like a good time to me.
Who's doing the choking?
He's the professional.
Right.
Well, here's another thing because first off, Orpheus, we know you're an AVN nominee.
Correct.
You're an Urban X nominee.
Correct.
These nominees.
You're SCLM title holder. What is that?
Correct. SoCal Leather Master Slave 2014. That means I was elected by a community to represent masters and slave dynamics to the rest of the country.
Now, let me ask you a question. What is the difference between leather dynamics and just regular dynamics?
You know what? Leather dynamics stem from the gay community.
Right.
When people first got into it, it was kind of a biker thing, and then the gay people stud off, but they still had a system where you had to earn your leathers, and you had to know somebody to get into the kink scene.
Right.
So they've tried to
preserve... So who's blowing the leather?
Huh?
Nothing.
What the fuck? Now again, I earn my leathers ironically by people bestowing them on me, but I didn't know what they meant at the time.
Right.
So I got a cap, you know, that cap is your master, your boots are your entry level, and so on and so forth. So
I
was given all these things over a long period of time, but I didn't know that.
Me neither.
Were these gay guys that were dug you? Is that what happened?
Gay guys, gay women, you know what I mean? I'm straight heterosexual, but they respected me enough to give me these things.
Wow.
You know, so that's how I earned it. So I'm not going to say I earned it in the same way that a lot of people do, but I got a lot of it.
And how do they usually earn it?
Well, honestly, they learn it by getting mentored. I know it sounds like it would be kinky, but, you know, it's learning things in the community, learning how to boot black, learning how to throw floggers, learning how to do these different things, community service, that type of thing.
What's blue black?
Boot black is where
boot
you
black.
Shine shoes, like in the military.
Boot black, okay.
Because some people have a boot fetish, you know, big shiny boots fucking work for a lot of people. Yeah, it's part of the kink.
Wow. Huh.
Yeah.
Now, there's all kinds of kinks, right?
Now, there's always fun stuff happening on your Facebook page. This is what I noticed. Now, you are doing private paid sessions with couples that include everything from instruction to erotic encounters.
Correct.
Are you going to be banging people's girlfriends and wives?
I already do that. Well, here's
the
thing.
So you show men how it's done.
Some people want to be cuckolded. You know what I mean? It's like they want to be cuckolded, and, you know, a big black guy banging their wife gets them where they need to be.
I just want to make sure I wasn't misreading.
Right. No. No, you're absolutely right.
So basically, I will fuck your wife.
It's rare, but a lot of times people want to learn how to beat their wife, how to make them do this and that and flog them and do all these other things. And that's usually where I come in. I'm the surrogate for a lot of people. You know, so I'll come in.
You didn't give her shit for that?
No.
The worst accent I've ever heard in my life. I will beat your wife. How's that?
She's cute.
Amos and Andy, what is that?
She's sexy.
You're on there. I'll be a beat my wife for me. Lacey, I thought you had a cool job. That's a great fucking job.
Getting paid to fuck somebody's girlfriend. Throwing you under.
We're the legend. Just so you guys know, this is a legend right here.
And you've never met
it
before.
I appreciate that.
Getting paid to fuck somebody's girlfriend or wife, that's a great job.
Yeah, but
that'd be even better.
Well, you know what? I mean, it happens few and far between. Again, most of the time I'm working with couples because they want to learn how to do this together.
Right.
Okay. Or sometimes, and most of the clients that I have personally that I deal with are women who want the eroticism but don't want the connection, so they rather just pay for it.
Right.
Okay, so I have no problem with doing that.
See, my problem is everyone wants the connection but not the eroticism. That's the way it is.
Well, don't get locked in the friend zone and you'll be fine.
Well, we were talking about that, too. Last time she was on, we had a whole thing. But speaking of no friend zone, I think it's about time for the fire zone. Are you getting ready for that?
I'm getting ready for that.
Okay, so I'm going to take this chair. I'm going to move the camera. And you talk to Lacey about True Blood, please.
I want to talk about the Emmys this
weekend.
Talk
about the Emmys, please.
What are you going to wear?
Well.
Wow.
And do you get to go?
You didn't get, I don't know.
The Emmys. Who was nominated in the shopping category?
Well, it's not in the shopping category. It's in the most outstanding art direction and set decorating.
Oh, nice.
And who are you up against?
Well, of course, it's Game of Thrones. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, I'm guilty.
Yeah, I know.
One of my favorite shows.
It's hard to kind of go up against those shows. Fantasy, period. They always win. Always win.
So what are you going to wear? Do you know yet?
Well, actually, the technical part of it has already been done last Sunday. So we already kind of know.
You already know.
We already know, but it's not announced yet.
So
it's not in the paper yet.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's how they get people to come.
Yeah.
I'm serious. They tell you who's going to win, and then they fucking let you in. Yeah, and then they come down because you won. But if it was just like they never told anybody, nobody would ever show up.
But they also don't have a lot of time for the technical part of it.
I think Emmy Awards are kind of fun. You might want to check that one out.
I fucking love the Urban X Awards. Shut up.
And my big question is, do you have an outfit yet?
Oh, you didn't see that dress I posted.
Ooh, I didn't see it.
Jessica Rabbit kind of...
Ooh, I'm thinking, that's perfect.
Oh, you got the Jessica Rabbit.
No, she's got
thing.
A, yeah, she totally does, the Jessica right? Rabbit. It's a whole thing.
You know.
I'm a lucky man.
This was a very lucky man. Are you kidding?
So, Orpheus, tell us what you're putting in there. If there's alcohol.
Yeah, alcohol, my torches. I had bondage equipment, too, but I don't think we have enough time to tie her up, too. Yeah.
Bondage equipment or enough time?
I guess this is a bonus for your birthday. That was a couple of months ago. But did you want to get choked, too, or did you want to just
revive? Hey, you know, when in Rome, I'm just saying, if we have time.
We got 14 minutes.
We better get on it, then.
Okay. And by the way, don't try this at home. As you know, this man is a professional.
Do not try this at home.
This is pros only.
He is the first time you were here, and you let us know. And you trimmed the beard. It looks good.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you lost some weight, too.
No, I'm just wearing bigger shit.
Oh, okay, good. That's my
nice
trick.
Vest, though.
No, that's a great vest.
Attention. Oh, okay.
I just try and squeeze into small stuff.
So. Right, okay, so wait a second.
No.
Josh said, pay attention.
Wow, chicka wow, wow. Chicka wow, wow.
You wear nothing.
Chicka wow, wow.
You can't.
Oh, wait, can I take
look at that.
That's God wear tape.
Oh yeah, I like that. I like
part
that.
Of the reason. Part of the reason why she can't wear anything is because it will catch on fire.
Right, I understand.
And Orpheus explained that last time.
How did that feel last time when you did it?
It tickled. It literally tickled. It was nice.
Okay,
it was like sitting next to a really close fire.
Yeah, it's surprisingly not painful.
No, it's
kind of done.
Nice.
Yes.
Okay.
And I've done it.
He knows a few things.
Yes.
It's nice.
Have you guys
it
done
actually
that?
Feels
oh,
nice.
His assistant. I think you're a natural.
Yeah. He's great at this.
Oh, yeah.
So.
What did you like best that's been done to you on the show? The electroplay, the choking?
I didn't like the electroplay.
Really?
On the low,
really?
It was
an interesting feeling.
Wait,
it wasn't erotic.
We had Doc Shy. Okay, the fire's out. The fire's out.
Whoa, hey.
Okay. Now, we're going to do some commentary now. He's blowing it on her. It's not really... You hear him.
She looks like she's enjoying it.
I think so. Yeah.
It does tickle, right, Angela?
Oh, wow. By the way, is this the first time Angela has experienced fire?
And she likes it.
She's really enjoying it. I see a big smile on her face.
Hello.
Yeah, look at that. I forgot the marshmallows, but next time Orpheus is here.
Who brought the s'mores? Come on.
I made sure to shake.
Come on.
Right. I don't know if you caught that, but she said she shaved so that wouldn't cut on fire.
It stops.
Right.
Look at Mark with his camera. But he's going crazy taking pictures.
But it's okay because he's not going near your face. So why did you shave? No, that's...
That's not the best dating lingo.
See, you made a mistake,
joke.
Angela. You filled in for me, co-hosting. Now you know what I have to put up with.
That's a joke, please.
You wait till we go off air, buddy.
I know.
No, you do it on air.
Well, it's okay, yeah.
It's okay, yeah.
But is it turning
it's okay. It's all right, because when Josie did it, she shaved her back, so it was all right.
Fuck you, Mark. You didn't get a fuck you yet. There you go. We almost went the whole show without a fuck you.
I know. We were talking so much about True Blood. But look at the glistening. You like
feels,
that, huh?
It feels nice.
Turn around. Yes. Okay.
Look him.
Wow.
Mark, direct. Turn around. Yes.
No, he was doing it. I was trying to help him. I'm his assistant.
Is it turning her on though?
Is it turning you on, Angela?
I'm still like experiencing the new sensation.
Okay, got it. I'm just trying to take notes.
Yeah, it seems to be a little. Yeah.
What? It does feel good.
But you were giggling, so
it's kind of ticklish.
Yeah, like that.
Get out of here! You gotta stop it.
I don't want to distract Orpheus, so I'll stop tickling you.
So let's talk about Manowar.
Man Ray.
Man Ray.
Sorry. Man was a great band.
That was in the 60s.
So what's going on with Man Ray?
Man Ray, we're a seven-piece band.
A lot of horns?
No horns at all. You know, bass guitar, drums, percussion. I play keyboards and trigger samples, and we have two vocalists.
Wow.
Who are amazing.
And how long has the band been together?
Since, I don't know. I joined in February, and I think they'd been together like 8 months prior to that.
And when's your next show?
Our next show is actually tomorrow night at Cafe Nella.
Orpheus is about to choke his poisonous, and I can't believe you're talking about
Cafe Nella.
Oh, Cafe Nella.
It's a benefit for our friend's car got stolen, and all their drum gear got
choking going on.
Some choking.
Oh, we got some choking.
We got some choking.
Oh, there she goes.
Not yet.
No, she's going. She's going. I can see her body.
Yeah, I see it.
He's fighting it?
No. I think he's... Uh-oh. Oh, wow.
Oh.
He's either doing slowly or he's... Okay.
She's out.
No. No.
He's bringing her back and forth.
He's bringing her back. Yeah. I see what he's doing. I see the technique. Oh, now she's been choked before, and I think this is a new thing. Look at that.
Well, he's so soft when he does it.
Is he really?
Yeah. He's really soft, and then he knows right where the veins are.
I bet he does. He doesn't have sandpaper hands, none of that.
But she gets choked pretty. I think I made ugly face when he did it.
Well, you know what's weirdest face was Venus Lux last time.
Oh, yeah. That was...
It was intense. Yeah, but Poison is so pretty. She's pretty when she gets choked. Wow.
Did she go out?
Wow.
My entire body just went in this entire tingling sensation. Like I.
Look at that smile. Now Orpheus is smiling. Look at that.
Yay! Man knows what he's doing. Angela.
Tell us about it in a second, but Orpheus, good.
The audience
always,
can't hear
amazing.
You. If you're not on mic.
Thank you.
And you have, God. You just bullshit. You have lost weight. You look good.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Am I wrong, Chelsea?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Been working out.
Angela always looks fantastic.
So what was that like, Angela?
Okay, first, let's tell us about the fire first.
I'm like...
Did you like it?
I didn't know what to expect because it's a whole new experience. And you think of fire, you think, oh shit. It was, your senses kind of like freak out because like the second if you feel it getting hot and like your nerves getting on edge, it's gone. So it's like, and like it's this up and down sensation. And it was really interesting.
Kind of mental.
Look at Lacey.
Yeah.
I heard a little something.
Yeah. Nothing like I expected. It was amazing. It really was. And I've been choked a few times.
Last time you were on the show, Master Overbound choked you. And,
he's
no scrub with choking, but there's a whole different sensation.
That was a whole different level. Definitely.
Right. What was the difference?
Okay. I think Overbound was a little bit more like tight, a little bit more rougher. So it was more of like a head rush type thing. When he just did it, it was very slow and tighter, and my entire body from head to toe started tingling. Every nerve in my body started tingling.
And correct me if I'm wrong. You were tightening and loosening and tightening and loosening.
I can't tell you how I do it. Because if I do, I mean,
but is that something if we take the class next week?
I won't be teaching. I don't teach breath play anymore.
Oh, okay.
You know, it was a big thing in the community that, you know, people were concerned about being people teaching this.
Right.
But everybody does it. Right. You know, but nobody wants to teach the right way to do it,
it's
so I stopped doing
it. It's a huge thing with teenagers
I've
right now.
I've been choked wrong, and it is not fun. It's a very bad
thing. That was probably a tracheal joke, not a...
That's the best I've ever been choked in my life.
Thank you.
Wow. I mean, dead serious. And I can't even, like, every nerve ending, everything in my body just started tingling and feeling very euphoric.
Oh, my God, what's going on?
And there's different levels of it, you know what I mean? It's like where we took... I forgot the lady we choked out.
Venus Lux.
Venus Lux, you know, she wanted to go all the way out. You know,
and she went
and
all the way out.
Cats, you know, want this other thing, and you know, we just go with what they feel.
I went all the way out.
Real gentle.
Yeah,
he was gentle. He put me all the way out.
Yeah, you know,
I was
like,
almost there. Like I felt myself teetering on that verge.
I thought I saw you going out.
Exactly, and I didn't want her to go too far because you know it's like she she's got to come back, sit down, have a conversation. You know, if you go all the way out, right. that's over and done with. Right. But it's literally a drug. It's the same thing as taking ecstasy. Mm-hmm. You know, it's releasing dopamine, serotonin. You know what I mean? Your yeah. body's just rushed with all these neurochemicals.
That's right. exactly
and
what it felt
gives
like.
You a drug. But the thing is you wind up, a lot of people wind up jonesing for it, and you know, along the way, because they want that feeling again.
So speaking of that,
is it addictive to some people?
It is. It's very addictive.
From what I just felt, yeah.
Joshua and Lacey, is it addictive when you guys are?
I heard about a couple things. Might be. I myself has never. What was that?
Which is it? I may have seen a documentary. Or
oh. Yeah. He's a quick study.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Have you had to train him on a few things?
Oh, no.
No? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
That would be the other way around.
Oh.
Is that right?
Oh, nice.
Well, you know.
Cool, but thank you.
I know
thank
my
you
place.
Very much. Well,
thank you. I appreciate
that was
it.
Amazing.
You're amazing.
So, do we have enough time for some ropes?
Four minutes.
2 minutes? 20, can you do it in 2 minutes?
Seconds? I mean, I could do anything, but I don't know how good it's going to be.
You want to do something in 4 minutes and 25 seconds?
I'd rather choke somebody.
Oh, you want to choke somebody?
I think I can only be choked by my man. Sorry.
Okay.
Josie, do you want to get choked?
I'd rather be tied.
You want to be tied?
Yeah, let's do something different. Okay. Just do fire and choking.
Unless Miss Poison wants to get choked again.
Josie, if you want to play, go for it, girl.
I just think it would be interesting.
I don't want to be greedy. Go for it.
Jenny, do you want to get tired of this? Or? No, okay. I was just asking.
If we had time to do it together, that'd be so much fun.
Jenny's adorable. Jenny's beautiful, yeah.
You guys always got some cute girl working behind that.
Right, I remember you saw them in the
movie. Yeah, she was all right.
And Jenny's very beautiful.
I like the demure boobs, like, you know.
Demure?
I like.
First off, there's no demure moves in this studio. This is a demure.
These are exquisite.
Look at Angela.
Shut
up. We got watermelons.
You know what? Those are exquisite rare miniatures. They're fucking lovely.
I don't know if I should smile or cry right now.
You're smiling.
No, those are solid. Those are good. No,
clearly.
They're very nice.
They're very nice.
Because everybody's got big boobs nowadays. Now it's like the smaller boobs are like fucking just wonderful.
Perky boobs. My nipples are perfect. Like, and my butt makes up for what I don't have in my chest. So
there you go.
You got plenty in your chest. Don't worry about it. There's plenty to go around. That's a solid B. Don't get
it
me
is,
that.
It
I, know.
Is.
I know. I know.
And Lacey,
we're
gonna get it.
Lacey,
we're
gonna get it. How do people get a hold of you?
Well, like now can come
to
the store.
Eye
Candy Vintage.
Give the other address of the store, please.
We're at 5514 Cahuenga in the North Hollywood, California, 91601.
Right
on Cahuenga between Chandler and Burbank.
And your band's playing again?
We are playing tomorrow night at Cafe Nella in Northeast Los Angeles.
I'm booked tomorrow night. I'm at the Canoga Bowl.
To my store on Dia de los Muertos. We're having a Halloween party, and Man Ray is playing.
Ooh. Oh, that's great.
Yes, it's going to be super fun.
I think Josie and I are going to be a kamikaze, but...
Miss
Poisonous, how do people get a hold of you?
The best way is Facebook. Angela, right. Miss Poisonous Denton, Facebook.
So now Orpheus is tying up Josie. Ooh. He's tying up
matches
her hand.
Matches her flower.
Right? That's good. Yeah, look at that.
Nice.
Her smile matches the one I had now.
Well, you had quite a smile. I will tell you that.
He's not even that. Oh, look at her nails.
I need more kink in my life. Like, I really do. I need more kink in my life.
We love the nails.
Orpheus
Black is a great... Orpheus, I got to tell you. Uh-oh.
Yeah, he's very well-respected and well-known in the industry.
Oh, absolutely.
So I've heard nothing but good things from everybody.
Orpheus, I was talking to Sin Fisted, who we had on the show a few weeks ago. She's never met you either.
You know, Sin Fisted when she first got into it. She doesn't remember. I met her in an apartment building.
You two are just catalysts. When you guys come on the show, things happen. Look at this. This is amazing. I've been trying to do this for Josie for a year, and I haven't gotten...
Well, you come to the free class. Oh, no, he's not teaching that.
Right. No. Anyway, Orpheus, you said that you Sin Fisted met you when you first got, but we'll have
first,
you guys on the
when
show.
Once you first got into this,
when you first got into it, yeah. So I noticed that every time you tie Josie up, something happens with the breast area.
Yeah, he goes on top.
He goes on top and on bottom. He likes
it's a nice accessory.
Right.
Yeah, I like to make him sit up extra high.
Right.
That was
right. Well, it's about time. Anyway, I'm glad nobody heard what Holger said.
She's tied up.
Yeah, so now she's tied up, I can say it. Yeah, it's about time for Adam.
She's
about
time
for
Adam.
Up high.
She's a kickboxer.
No, no, last time I said something and it was horrible. I don't say anything. Now the hands are behind your head.
You called my tits flapjacks.
They're hot flapjacks. It's just a funny word for breast. It's like hooters.
No,
I never say the F word again.
Saggy and floppy.
That, they're not saggy and floppy. I didn't mean to infer that.
She has exquisite breasts.
They are exquisite.
Trust me, I didn't mean to infer that they were saggy or floppy. And they definitely are, especially now. Look at that. They're nice and high and perky.
Helping. You are not helping.
Anyway, I hate to say this, but we're out of time. Everybody,
wait, I've
have a wonderfully creepy week, everybody.
Bye.
Yeah, thank you.